You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Currently, Aotearoa is not an official name for New Zealand.
Who knew?
Interesting. Well, I didn't. I thought it was official.
Yeah, I assume.
Anyway, but a petition is wanting to change that. Danny Taho Job has launched a petition to get this country officially called Aotearoa New Zealand. I spoke with Danny, first asking him why he feels it's important this change is made.
When I put everything together, it's an original name that's never changed from way back in the past, and it's still constant. Whereas the name New Zealand, or when Abel Tasman came to New Zealand, there's been a couple of versions until Captain Cook changed it to New Zealand. So that's one factor. But I guess it comes down to our identity as well, because our public documents of identity, such as our birth certificate, a New Zealand birth certificate, has Te Tohu Whānautanga o Aotearoa. So there's the names there. And it would say to someone who wouldn't know anything about the history of the country that I'm in this country called Aotearoa and New Zealand. And it's same with citizenship certificate. It says to someone, you know, from overseas, I'm a citizen of this place called Aotearoa, New Zealand. Our passports as well, which are used for documents of identity, have Aotearoa, New Zealand on them as well. So, you know, that coupled with our anthem, which most of us sing now, has Aotearoa, New Zealand. So I think it's important that at least the government, you know, I'm not saying to people, you can't say you're a New Zealander or that you're from Aotearoa, certainly not. That's a choice for people, but certainly a government should display something correctly when we've got all these documents that say we're in this country called Aotearoa New Zealand, but just not Aotearoa as the name isn't official. And how I found that out was because I tried to get it added to the New Zealand coat of arms, and the Ministry for Culture and Heritage, quite rightly so, I guess, said, look, this is the official emblem for the country, named New Zealand. Aotearoa has no official status.
Because I suppose, as you say, you know, Te Reo Māori is an official language. It's used in a lot of official documents, Aotearoa. Why do you think it hasn't happened yet?
Well, that's a very good question. One of the things that I've come across is that people just don't realise it's not official. Because it's used all the time, certainly because Te Reo Māori is an official language, I think people may have an expectation that because we use Aotearoa all the time, it can be used officially, when ideally, you can't. You can't represent a team if you're playing sports called Aotearoa New Zealand. You can't get official maps with Aotearoa New Zealand on them. And so forth, your emails, you know, where it's got .nz, you can't change that to have AN or AZ, something like that, because Aotearoa doesn't have legal official status. And in a way, it's a shame. Well, not in a way, it is a shame, because it is something that belongs to the country. It's what makes us, our country, unique. And, you know, I guess it is a part of the culture of the country. Yes, it's te reo, it's part of the culture, but I guess it speaks volumes to anyone who might be coming here from around the world, let's say, because they know that, okay, in this country, they're going to speak more than just English. They can expect to hear Māori. They'll know that there's more than one culture in the country, and because Aotearoa New Zealand is together, it's a shared history and it's a shared culture. It's not perfect, we all know that, but at least it's shared and it's growing, it's evolving every day. And this is, I guess, one of the things why I thought, well, maybe I think it's time. It's time that with all this information and its usage, that it is made official and that we can all celebrate it.
Do you think there's a lot of public support for this, for New Zealand becoming Aotearoa New Zealand?
With all the thousands of emails and socials that I've sent out, certainly I've only ever had two come back where people didn't like it. Certainly there were the only two detractors, and there are only two others where people thought the timing was wrong, because there's there's a few problems within the country that needs the government's attention. And I'm certainly not saying that there isn't, but I guess when is going to be the right time?
Yeah.
And because I do have faith that this government is at least attempting to attend to those problems, and I think eventually they will. So hence, I took that into consideration and just thought, it's time to do it. There has been a lot of support, but I think that just getting the message out there as well, that people don't realise it's not official. Even though we use it all the time, it's just not official.
Sexuality.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.